KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel has got the world concerned about the impact of supply disruptions in global oil prices. Missile strikes have been exchanged for a sixth day today. Oil prices gained another 4% yesterday, but have since eased in the Asian markets. Back home, Efficient Group chief economist Davi Ruud says oil-producing regions under threat usually trigger market fears that lead to price spikes. He says if the tensions ease, prices could stabilize or even fall over time.
My expectations are that in the short term we can see an increase in the oil price, an increase in the petrol price, but as soon as the conflict abates a little bit in the Middle East, for instance, I suspect the oil price to come down and with that a lower petrol price as well. But that of course depends on whether other countries will get involved and whether this will escalate further. But usually what happens is for an increase in the oil price and thereafter a further fall in the oil price in the medium to longer term.
Back home, teachers' unions in KZN have raised concerns over changes to the midterm exam schedule. SATU says it's unfair that schools that scored below 85% in last year's NSC exams have to write common tests, citing the costly impact of the decision. There were delays to June exams in the province after many schools weren't allocated norms and standards funds by the department. The KZN government has since allocated 900 million rand to tackle the funding crisis. SATU has suspended its Work to Rule campaign to allow exams and payments to continue. Meanwhile, NAPTOSA KZN's Tirona Mudli says some schools are catching up after delays caused by last week's protests.
However, there have been schools that did have backup papers and were able to continue with the examinations and the assessments. Others have to now follow the amended timetable and assessment program of the department. So this has to be done during this term.
A meeting on the issue is set for next Friday. And Build One South Africa says the Government of National Unity's first year in office hasn't turned the tide on the epidemic of violent crime. The party says with over 80 murders and 135 rapes reported daily, South Africa remains one of the most dangerous countries in the world. BOSA's spokesperson Roger Solomons says recent increases in police budgets haven't translated into improved case resolutions.
Yet this GNU government sees it fit for 2 billion rands being allocated for VIP protection for the politicians in the GNU. This is equal to the entire annual budget of the walks. It is more than what is allocated to programs to fight GBVF, family violence, child protection, and the sexual offences unit.
And abroad, 30 people have been killed by Israeli fire in Gaza. The territory's civil defence agency says it includes 11 who were seeking aid. In March, Israel imposed a total aid blockade on Gaza amid deadlock in truce negotiations. It partially eased restrictions last month. And finally, Usain Bolt has officially been named a Guinness World Records icon. The former Jamaican sprinter was given the honour for his achievements in athletics and for being a global inspiration. His time of 9.63 seconds at the Olympics set in London 2012 remains an unbeaten record. The top story this hour, ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel has got the world concerned about the impact of supply disruptions in global oil prices. A local economist believes prices will stabilize if the tensions ease. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.